Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me right now is the one and only world famous Mr. Ronnie Karam. Hey Ronnie, how are you?
World famous. I love it, Ben.
I just elevated you. I don't know if you realize, I just elevated your fame. We are here today. It's a very exciting day. First of all, it's Crappens on Demand Day, so you can come tune in and watch us, not just listen. You see a brand new background. I rearranged my desk, and now it's by the window, so you can see the little greenery behind me. You might even see some of the construction that's happening. I apologize if you hear some hammers hammering away, but they're building something right back there. But anyway,
sweet subtle sounds of Watch What Crappens.
It's just the sound. It's not hammering. It's just the sound of the spackle going on to like Jennifer Aiden's face, you know, as makeup spackle. So anyway, we have announcements, lots of announcements. Next week, as you all know, next week is the grand finale of our Hunky Dory tour, our 10-year anniversary Hunky Dory tour. It's been a huge epic journey, and we're ending it in Texas. It's 3 days in a row. Austin, Houston, Dallas. Tickets, of course, are available on our website, watchwhatcrappens.com. But we also have a programming update. So for Austin, we're going
we
to
quit.
Do...
The end. Bye.
Programming update.
It's been fun. It's been a chairs. Fun 10 years.
Empty chairs. Yes.
Our final recap will be called Empty Chairs and Empty Table.
In protest of the Shaw's cancellation. For Austin, we're very excited. We're going to be doing the Real Housewives of Orange County season finale, which normally we would have up this week, but, I'm going to be traveling home for Passover and I'm really excited for it. And I've decided I just want to spend that time with my family. And normally I would wedge in a recording like, you know what, this year, let me just be with my family. So, it's perfect. So, because now we get to do this big epic finale in Austin on Tuesday. So if you're wondering where it is in your feeds, that's what's going on. But it'll be so fun. It'll be at the Moon Tower Festival. So
you better bring your top of the morning jackets, etc.
And then on Wednesday, we're going to do Real Housewives of New Jersey. And then on Thursday in Dallas, we finish our tour with the Real Housewives of Orange County reunion part one. So double Orange County next week. Can't be more excited for it.
Yes, and this week we are going to do, in place of the show that we're not recapping this week, we are going to do Real Housewives of Beverly Hills shot-by-shot breakdown recap. It'll probably be up later today. We'll record that later, the trailer breakdown, which I'm so excited to watch because I've been holding it to do the, shot-by-shot breakdown. Yeah, so I've been super excited. We were planning on doing that as a bonus, but guess what? Now it's free to everybody. And if you want to watch a video, watch us watching it. How mean of her! You can do that on Crappens On Demand, where you can also find this video recap and all of our bonus episodes, etc., etc.
Yeah, the last thing I just want to mention is just be sure to get your Crappens merch. We got a lot of Hunky Dory Tour merch that looks really cute. People have been showing up to our live shows in it. It's really awesome. So go to crappensmerch.com for that. And on a personal note, okay, I mentioned this on Monday, but just as a reminder, the first Real Housewares of Kitchen Island episode in 2 years, I'm dropping it on Friday on YouTube. So go check out the Real Housewares of Kitchen Island.
Yes,
that's my little personal plug.
I will be there.
Personal shilling.
I will be there. I will be there on YouTube. I'll go from
an
Elden Ring recap by a 13-year-old to Real Housewares of Kitchen Island.
A 40-something-year-old. Got Elden Ring. That's brutal. That's a brutal game, Ronnie. I mean, that game is
we've
very
got a lot of bonuses. Got a lot of bonuses to bitch about Elden Ring.
It is... I feel like I definitely attacked a creature that may have been Teresa Giudice. I'm not sure. Or rather, just it attacked me, I should say.
Yeah, I know. And it's interesting, all the dialogue in this video game is like,
You mess with me, white trash cup fitness.
I'm like, wow, my gosh, this really is bleeding into my TV time. Crazy.
There definitely was so a Jennifer Aiden type that I encountered that was like,
hey, mister, stop. Can you help me, mister? What, you can't look me in the eyes, mister?
I was like, okay, Jennifer Aiden, I'm trying to deal with monsters, okay?
I was reading a thing from Heavy.com about Jennifer Aiden fighting back, or she's clapping back to people who are saying that Bill really did her surgery but botched it, so they lied and said that she went to a Turkish surgeon. Mm. And she's like, this is so untrue, I can barely stand it, baby. And here's the proof, my Instagram in Turkey. And I just love that that's a scandal on Real Housewives. Like, she lied about her nose surgery to make her husband look better. You can't make this shit up. I love
that's
it.
Very Bravo.
Well, I would appreciate it if you would say you got that in Turkey.
Yeah. Far, far away from here. So anyway, so let's go on to this episode. The episode begins with, this is a little bit surprising. I was surprised they included this footage because I was concerned we wouldn't get any more of it, but.
It's moving day. Time to
it's
move.
It's moving day.
And Teresa being just manically happy or maniacally, really,
yes.
Both work, trying to convince everybody and herself that she's so happy to move. You know, she's like,
it's moving.
Now, we have seen Teresa packing for 97 goddamn hours this season. Has she packed one thing? No. Teresa has not packed anything.
No.
Every drawer she opens is packed. She's one of those people. I knew she was going to do this. Walking around the house, pointing at the movers, who you know she's not paying because she's saying she's going to show their moving truck on the TV. So she's probably paying them $5 and not tipping because it's Teresa. And, you know, she's just walking around opening drawers going,
I want all this stuff. She literally opens the junk drawer in the kitchen and goes, I want this stuff.
Yeah, every single thing. But also, when you hire movers to move your stuff for you, they're supposed to be like a walkthrough the day before anyway. So she's just now being excessive because she should have already pointed out the things that she wanted, you know, packed up. But yeah, she's like crazy. Every single thing, she's like pointing at everything. Like, I want that packed up and that packed up and that packed up. I'm like, so basically everything but the piano, Teresa. Just say everything but the piano.
Well, yeah, she points out all the stuff that they're not taking as well. And I realized... Yes, she kind of has to tell the movers, I guess, at some point. But I think that she's bragging. I think it's like Teresa bragging, like,
look, they want that. They want the table. Yes, right. I take that out. I mean,
considering how much talk there's been about this move, there's been remarkably little culling that's happened. It's like they decide to cull right now because Teresa's like,
Adriana, you want these LED lights?
I'm like, you're only deciding on the LED lights right now? This was should have been a decision about the LED lights should have been made a week ago. LED lights.
She's not doing shit. It's just very typical. All she cared about was going through the bows from like 20 years, you know? So Gia asked the question we're all asking. Mom, why are you squealing? Why are you squeal screaming? What's wrong with you?
Because he's like, poking!
So then we see what else is going on in New Jersey. Basically, Evan is trying to conscript his daughter into cleaning the grill, and she won't do it. And then Jen's son is like slam dunking a basketball in his like his little door frame basketball hoop. And Jen is like, she's like, "Are you gonna clean up your room? Come on, clean it up and chill with the slam dunks, mister." And then Dolores, though, we wind up with Dolores. Where Frank is finally moving in for the second time in the series history. Welcome home, Frank Catania, which is going to be my new favorite peanut special. Like, I liked Welcome Home Snoopy, but I think Welcome Home Frank Catania, that's really going to be the one that worms into my heart.
They all have an irrational fear of this big lump moving into the Peanuts world, but then learn to just love being spit all over. It's a very touching Peanuts moment.
Yeah, the teacher's going to be like, wah, 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 Frank.
I know. It is kind of Dolores. The whole episode opened with a previously, and Dolores just goes, I refuse to let this summer end without a vacation.
Wah, wah.
Wah, wah. Like, wow, you're really selling that one. So, welcome home, Frank and Zanya. He's like, and then little Frankie comes out and he's like, hey, Dad, let me help you with your luggage. And then we get something I don't think we've ever heard before, which really goes to show you these shows can top themselves over and over. And that is the sound of Frankie's laugh. What the fuck, Frankie Jr.? Don't ever laugh. Now I see why this guy just stands there shirtless. This is what happens when you date a guy that's gorgeous. And you just keep looking for faults, and then you say something funny, and you hear... It's like a squeaky door just being opened and closed really fast.
Yeah, we never had heard him laugh. Now that you say that, that's kind of funny. So then he's giving Frank, little Frankie, you know, stuff to take upstairs. And Dolores is like, oh, Frank, what is this? Don't ever wear this again. Throw it right in the garbage. It's basically a green suit from 1994. So they're all like laughing. And Frank is like, come on, Dolores. Double Breasted's coming back, huh? Hey, listen, if Double Breasted doesn't come back, it doesn't matter. I'm still going to stick my face in it, if you know what I'm saying. Ha, 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 Dolores.
Hey, if you're going to get four new boobs, the least I could do is appreciate my two old ones. All right?
You know, when I had my bar mitzvah.
She keeps making comments like, Frank, like, even I don't have the same body as I did in 1994. Like, all the parts have changed. You're not keeping your suit. Okay.
It is funny. That is funny that he still wants to wear the same suit from 94. I had a double-breasted jacket. Maybe it was even a little suit for my bar mitzvah. My mom made me get a double-breasted one. She's like, they're in style, Benjamin. So that's what I always think of. I always think of my bar mitzvah when people wear double-breasted blazers. Just a little insight into my life.
I just think double-breasting was like the best way to advertise anything, really. Because it's like you're advertising to guys and you're just saying double-breasted. They're like, I'm in. But also, people don't understand the struggle of bigger people. You know, I'm not big in the same way. Like, Frank is big in the way that he eats a lot of protein and makes effort in life. I just eat a lot and make no effort. So I get that it's different. But finding a suit that fits you when you're big is, you're going to hold on to that shit. Okay? Yeah. It's like, you can tell who the first person I ever knew who died was because I have a suit from that year. You know? Like, that's it. That's all I'm getting. This is when I went to the Magic Castle, because that's the only time I ever bought a jacket, you know?
Well, Frank moves into his room. He's like, hey, Dolores, little baby Dolores, what's that? What's that in the corner? And Gabby's like, oh, that's Chinchy, or
Chinchilla.
It's our first, I believe it's our first Bravo Chinchilla since Rocky on Blood, Sweat, and Heels. Remember Rocky? That was What's-Her-Face's Chinchilla named after Barack Obama. Remember that crazy lady? I loved her so much. I'm blanking out. Mika. She had a chinchilla that was like right in the middle of the living room. Anyway, so this is a new chinchilla, a new Bravo, a new chapter in the world of Bravo chinchillas. And Frank is like, wait, why do I have a chinchilla as a roommate? What's going on with this? Dolores, chinchilla.
But doesn't it make you wonder what they're doing with these animals? I mean, they're going to such an extreme effort to not personalize the animals or to not, like, bond with them. Like, you have a chinchilla named Chinchy, a dog named Dog. Are you just growing them for, like, healing stem cells? Like, what are you taking from the animals? Because it's getting weird at this point. There's my cow, my chinchilla Chinchy, my dog, and my Frank.
They literally named their baby son Frank. Like, what do we call our little, look, this is like a little Frank. Why don't we call it Frank also? Like, they're literalists in this family.
They really are. Oh, and so she's talking about how crazy it is with the kids living with Frank. They've never lived with Frank before, you know? And then we see the clip of the kids say, no boats, no hoes, Dad.
And then Frank says something very disturbing about the chinchilla. He goes, you know what? By wintertime, it's going to be a penis warmer. I'm like, are you threatening to have sex with the chinchilla, Frank? Like, what was... I think that joke got away from you, Frank. I know now that he's like a comedian, I noticed he's been like upping his joke game a lot more. But that one, I was like, I don't know if I... I'm struggling... trying to put the link of like a chinchilla as your penis warmer, or like, were you gonna skin the chinchilla and make a little chinchilla condom? I don't understand it, but I do know one thing. I was watching this with Dom, and fun fact, Dom was actually an animal sciences major in college. And so he had to deal with like a lot of animals during that. And he dealt with chinchillas. And he said that chinchillas throw their urine when they're like upset. And I thought, this is the most appropriate animal for this show, especially for Frank
Patania. For real.
An animal just throwing its own urine at Frank Patania. It's like Frank and Chinchy coming soon on TBS. We know characters, Delore.
Don't they have chinchilla coats? Isn't that a thing? Don't they make like chinchilla coats?
It is.
Yeah, I would be afraid to be a chinchilla in Real Housewives in New Jersey. I can't believe it's even legal to sell them there. Because, you know, there's many a girl, you know, with a, like, cotillion coming up in Jersey. I'm sorry, that was funny. I was just trying to think of a formal. With what's the christening or something coming
Sweet
up
16.
Where they're like, well, I, you know, well, it's money's low this year, but Dolores does have a chinchilla. It's a woman. If we can just get it off Frank's penis.
I know, it's a penis woman, Dolores. So he goes, honestly, I'm really, really excited. I have no doubt in my mind that this is going to make our family even more excited. Even the chinchilla, it's already throwing its pee at me. Feel like old times.
Well, listen, I don't think you're going to get in that much trouble before we go to Nashville in a couple of days. I don't know if you've heard, but I'm not letting this summer end without a vacation.
Look how excited I am for vacation, Frank. It's all over my face. Like the urine, like the chinchilla urine on your cheeks right now.
Well, let's finally Frank has someone throwing some bodily fluids back at him. You know, now you understand how the rest of us feel every time you talk, sir. You know? So she knows Tracy the realtor, and Tracy's hooking her up with a house. Tracy the realtor. I don't know if she's from Tenafly. I'm assuming not, because her name is nowhere near Serena.
Yeah.
I'm excited to meet Tracy the realtor.
Yeah, I'm excited too. Very happy for her.
Realtor.
And Dolores has. Dolores has some, for some reason, some weird bit of optimism where she says, you know, it's a little stressful because of what's going on with Margaret and Teresa. But, you know, Teresa just moved in with Louis. So I think she's in a better place now. And she'll be in a better place than when they last saw each other. Like, what? That has never in the history of the world ever worked with Teresa. Teresa does not naturally get into a better place with someone just because like a little bit of time has passed. This will take 3 years to sort out.
I think the only time it's really helped Teresa moving in with people, like the only time that's ever helped her relationships was actual jail. Because remember, she came out of prison like, I made so many nice friends. I learned how to make knives out of toothbrushes. I made a poncho. Like she came out with like friends for life from jail. But I don't think it's ever worked with a man. But you know what? Time will tell. Although not looking great so far.
Yeah.
It's not looking great.
So speaking of Teresa moving, we now go back to the house where she's now again barking everything. We got to take this. We got to take this. We got to take this. And then Gabriella's like,
did she say we got to tape the comforter onto the bed? I think she did.
She might have.
I'm sticking with it. I think she said, all right, we got to take that comforter on the bed. Or maybe she said we got to take that comforter.
She probably said my comforter. Take it. But maybe she meant like the act. Maybe she said we got to tape it like so that way we take it. Tape it to take it, you know?
I don't know. I thought about it for too long. I was like, that's actually a really good idea because it sucks when you get into a new place and you have to put bedding on, you know? Just tape the shit to the bed. You get there and at least your bed's made.
I think I've had movers do that before because, you know, when movers move mattresses, they swaddle those mattresses. They just like, they get that plastic out and they're like, you know, it's like they basically make a Margaret noise, like, and that mattress comes out like covered in like so much plastic. It's like Elijah Wood in Return of the King for a nice deep cut Lord of the Rings reference, if you know what I'm saying.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we all remember that scene.
So, or Dexter, you know, it's like a scene in Dexter. So then she hasn't packed anything, LOL, is my note. So she's like, they want that table, they want that piano. Oh, my God. When was the last time you saw the house, Gios? Talking about the new house. And she's like, the last time I saw the house was when school was starting.
And so Teresa's like, She's like,
oh, wow, we redecorated a lot of it. We put in 60% more Buddha statues. Yeah.
So
I'm sure it's beautiful, Mom.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So then it's like, how you feeling? Are you good? And then the music is like, goes from like, bam, da-na-na-na-na to, boom, boom. I'm like, okay, here it comes. The music got sad. Here come the montages. One more, you know, one more like wet dream for the editors here.
Oh, right. And she's like, it's bittersweet. And then we see clips of,
thanks for coming to our house, woman. I know me and Joe christened it already. Like, now you can christen it.
And everyone's like, ha, 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 ha. Are we supposed to fuck in the foyer? Because that is what she just said to do, right?
Yeah. And then, like, them setting a Christmas tree, all the usual stuff. So then Teresa's like,
you know what? Kids go off your energy. So if they see that their mom's happy, they go off of my vibe. And if they see that their mom turning into lunatic, they go off that vibe too. So I'll do all of the above.
I know. She's like, my kids are just like me. And that's why they keep signing for packages that are being delivered to the wrong house. You know? Like, you got to put a stop to this, ma'am.
Yeah. So then, like, now the house is finally fully empty. So they do, like, a group hug in the living room, like, right by the piano. And the editors are like, one more montage. Then they show like a montage of like the kids at the piano, the kids on the sofa. Like, they're just trying to get in every last little montage they can. And you know that next week it's going to be like, wow, I can't believe we're living in this new house. It's hard to forget the old house though. And you know they're going to do another montage of the old house. You know it's going to happen.
Oh yeah, it's never going to end. Adriana has my favorite question. Just because Adriana has a line, I love Adriana. She goes,
hey, man, what am I going to do with my bed sheets? Pack them?
Just throw them into the wind and see where they land. Yeah. Of course you are.
Adriana's like, wait a minute, because of course everyone else is getting their shit packed up and Adriana's whole room is still there. She's like,
wait a second. What about my bed sheets, man?
So then we go over to Tree and the girls driving. We're not going to escape these people, okay? Here we are with Tree and the girls driving now.
Oh, my God. Look, that was our house. Remember when we lived in that house?
You're in the driveway, ma'am. I know. You're in the driveway.
Can you believe we packed it in everything? The hardest thing for me was my closet.
I was like, please don't have a flashback to the packing, like, because knowing this show, they're gonna be, it'll be like dramatic music from 5 minutes ago, packing the closet. But so this show, by the way, I want to say this scene, because it's Teresa driving in her car with Melania. They're driving to the new house. These producers need to do a better job with their continuity. Okay, this was so blatantly a pickup scene. I don't know if you noticed this, Ronnie.
Yeah, it was snowy. It was snow out there.
There was snow on the ground. They said, like you said a million times, we have to go to Nashville before the summer ends. Was there some freak snowstorm that happened in August? I don't think so. It was snow on the ground all over the place. It wasn't just like a little. It was everywhere. I was like, this is lazy right now. This is real lazy.
I mean, it was really bad. I mean, at one point they're at a stoplight and you look to their right and there's like a mall Santa with little kids lined up to sit on his lap. It's like, come on now, guys.
I know you got to reshoot things. I know you got to do this stuff to make the story make sense, but like, do it inside or something, or tint the windows, or do extreme close-ups. This is just sloppy.
I need to know the specific time of year that Melania decided to do that to her eyebrows. I get that I'm getting older too, and there's just things I don't understand. Like Amanda from Summer House had some weird eyebrows, like where she combed her eyebrows and they were like sticking up, like a Guy Fieri version of eyebrows. And I learned that those are called laminated brows, and those are things that I guess people are doing. And Melania's is a little older, I guess. Is this the threaded? I forget what they're called, it looks like magic markers they just drew on the eyebrows. Like those novelty,
like those wide magic markers that you can only get at an art supply shop.
Yes, and I know that everybody's doing it, but you everybody looks stupid. Stop doing that. You guys look crazy. You look fucking crazy. Stop.
And I like that her eyebrows did it just for the car ride. And they went back to the way they were as soon as they arrived. Yeah. So,
okay, so Louis
is so organized. It's going to be such a smooth move.
And it's like, you know, that's like a saying for pooping, you know? So she's like, all we have to do is unpack. And I just felt so bad for those moving guys because, you know, Teresa is not doing shit. They're going to have to follow this lady around going,
remember that drawer that I opened? I said, I want that. Where's that one? Where's that one? Huh?
Yeah. And also, like, all you have to do is unpack. You have, like, this huge mansion that you have to unpack. That's a process, ma'am. Do you know how much paper is going to be everywhere? That's what it is. That's what unpacking is for moving. It's collapsing boxes and trying to figure out what the heck to do with all that moving paper. It just, like, it piles up. It's a disaster, okay? Anyway, I don't know why I'm expecting Teresa to ever anticipate a situation, but... you know, whatever. So anyway,
well, she's not doing it anyway. She's not doing any of this. So then Teresa gets a call from Melissa. And she's like, I'm in the car with Melania. And Melissa's like, oh, hi, Melania. Melania's like,
Melania's so annoyed that she has to do this scene.
Stripper. Yeah. She's like, get back on the pole. Make me some pizza, you old troll.
So Teresa's like, she's like, how's it going? How's the move going? And Teresa's like, it's going. You know how it is. You know, how many times have you moved? And she's like, probably 100. We like to time it for whenever Antonia's doing something special in school, you know?
Well, I mean, it's fine, but now I gotta be with Margaret, and, like, every time we're together, she talks about Louie, you know? Because we're moving in together today, so guess what? It's real, all right? So you better calm down your nonsense, am I right, Melania?
And Melania's got a cigar, just like, yeah, Ma, just keep driving, Ma. Focus on the road as I see out here. I mean...
And the fact that this is so obviously a scene that was shot many months after this Nashville trip, it's just hilarious because Melissa's like, well, I hope you calm down with Margaret because I really want to have a nice trip. I'm like, okay, Melissa, stop selling it. And Teresa's like, yeah, let's hope that she behaves, huh? Thanks, guys. Thanks for that wonderful bit of acting.
So then we pull up to Teresa's new house.
We're
it's just Teresa's
again.
Old house.
Yes.
Okay. It's just another terrible McMansion castle. It's like McMansion castle themed.
Yeah.
That she's moving into.
Yeah. It's just another generic McMansion. It actually looks kind of like Melissa and Joe's old house. And they're walking through the rooms. There's Buddhas everywhere. And then and we learned that Louis's son is going to live with them, etc. And the thing that I think bothered me the most about this new house was that fridge in the kitchen, because they're like, Louis makes a whole bit of like, hey guys, look what's in the fridge. Nothing. And then they open up. The fridge is like mirrored on the outside, but also like double wired. And they open it up. It looks like some strange wardrobe. I just rejected it just flat out. I was like, I was so happy to move on from the angel wing doors. But now we have this fridge. It's like a whole, it's like we just made a lateral move into awfulness.
The lion, the witch, and the refrigerator. Now, there's some fiction lightly based on Christianity that I could get into. I mean, do you know how religious I would be if that were the name of that book? The lion, the witch, and the refrigerator.
By Dolores
Catania. I'm in a magical world.
So Louis Jr. is there, and he is so glad to have other people in the house. This poor kid, you know, it's like when a really lonely pet, you finally bring home like a little friend for them, and they're just never the same. They're like, oh, thank God. You're just rolling on their backs, you know. That is how he is. He's like, oh my God, thank God you guys are here. And Louis is like, you okay, son? You okay? He's like, yeah, okay. Hell yeah, I'm okay. I'm better than okay. Thank God. You guys see what he does to me, right?
I have a very important question. Okay, can we get a ruling on how Louis's name is spelled? Because I thought it was Louis, L-U-I-S. His son's name is spelled L-O-U-I-E. And on closed captioning, Bravo's closed captioning spells Louis, L-O-U-I-E. And then if I do a Google search, People Magazine spells it L-O-U-I-E. Us Magazine spells it L-U-I-S. This is really bothering me now. And honestly, it really, like, I need to get an answer, because if it really is The dad is Louis, L-U-I-S, and the son is Louis, L-O-U-I-E. That's a little odd to me. It's like Frank Sr. and Frank Jr., but Frank Jr. is spelled F-R-A-N-Q-U-E. Like, I need to know. I need to get to the bottom of this.
I think it's spelled Louis, L-U-I-S, which normally people, I believe, say Luis for that name. So that's a little confusing. But then closed captioning changed it. You guys, the show's killing my brain.
Ronnie, I'm going to send you a screen grab of something.
And closed captioning tells us one way. And then I think that, you know, Teresa just will change whatever just to make it easier. So she's probably like, you should start spelling it something else now.
Well, guess what?
By the way, during this search, I just learned that, I'm sorry, but during this search, I learned that Louis' son, Louis, is, let me see, he's got like he's special needs. So,
oh, I thought that was
sorry, I'm saying he's so excited for people to be there. I didn't know that. I wasn't being a dick. Oh,
I thought that was his other son, but it doesn't matter. Listen, we're always going to be an accidental dick about things that we shouldn't be accidentally dickish about. But so the other thing I just sent Ronnie from Bravo TV, their YouTube. They have a video that says Louis, quote, Louis Ruelas. I don't know how to say his last name. Ruelas, Ruelas. But the point is this. Bravo says Louis, L-U-I-S. Then in quotes, Louis, L-O-U-I-E. So like his name is spelled Louis, but his nickname is Louis. And his son is named Louis, but based off the nickname. This is really driving me crazy right now.
It's hard because the Daily Mail says Teresa and L-U-I-S stood alongside their daughters, Gia, Gabriella, Melania, Adriana, and his son, Louis, L-O-U-I-E. So, you know what?
I need consistency. This is to me like the biggest red flag.
I have no idea what to tell you.
The Instagram video, the stories of narcissism, the stories of him being a sex addict, stories of abuse, terrible. But this takes the cake. The inconsistency with Louis and Louis.
And you're right. You know, looking at how to spell someone's name comes up with all this information. You're right. The son with with autism, I believe, is Nicholas, not Louis. So, you know, this is just, why don't we just not do any more of this recap?
You don't talk about the children.
I know. But geez, I'm apologizing early before next week, but then it's like every corner I turn, there's something else. So
listen, it would not be a Watch What Crappens episode if we did not royally step in shit. Okay, if we did not put our foot in our mouths and just like just embarrass ourselves for the rest of our lives. Okay, so you know it wasn't you didn't. We know we didn't mean anything by it. We know you didn't mean it. Okay.
So let's see. So Teresa is like,
Louis and I talk about how we're going to cook dinner every night together because, like, I've been a single mom, all right? And Louis's been a single mom, too, so...
Yeah, so now they get to... single mom, too. So now they're going to, you know, it'll be lots of, you know, pizza oven times, you know? And so then they're all looking at the rooms, and Gabriella is, like, really excited. Maybe it turns out that all this time, Gabriella just has had a tiny room, and that's why she's always so quiet and miserable, because now she's like, oh, my God, this is great. Thank you so much, Mom. This is amazing. I can't wait to tell all my friends, like my friend Jan, my friend Lisa, and my friend Maria. I'm going to call them up right now, and I'm going to tell them, and then, Mom, after that, we're going to go to the movies. It's like, whoa, Gabriella, you were talking.
Who are you even? Yeah, and then Teresa's trying to please her even more, because she's already got this huge room, and Teresa goes,
you like it, Gabriella? And then right here is going to be a glass shower.
You know, like she's still promising her more things in her room.
Yeah.
So then we go to Gia's room, and Teresa has gotten a 90-foot tall mirror. Like, it's the biggest mirror I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And she's like, this is what I got you. You like it? And Gia's like, well, it's definitely going to take a little bit of time adjusting to our new house because, like, it's not easy leaving our childhood home. At the same time, it's nice to see my mom so in love and so happy. And I think that as time goes on, we're really going to enjoy living in our new house.
I'm like, Gia, also, you're like 20. You're not going to be like, you're not going to be in there much longer. So. So then Louis is like, hey guys, can I show you guys something outside? Come on to the backyard. So they go outside, and there's like, again, just Buddhas everywhere. And Louis's like,
hey, this is the biggest warning. Whenever somebody has this much, like, look, it's Buddha. I love Buddha because I'm such a calm person. I got Buddhas everywhere. They're everywhere out here. There's one over there. They're at every point of the north, south, west, east, north, south, east, west. Look, there's a ball. It's a ball in the center of the yard, and water comes out of it. Because water's like, you know, water is life. You know that, right? It's like, okay, that's the person with anger issues for sure. It's like this person just stopped carjacking 2 years ago.
So he's like, I want to do something special for yous. You know, I want to be as perfect can be for yous, because you deserve that. But you have everything, so it's hard to find something that's extra unique other than this. And he like reveals a flagstone. It says Semper Insieme, like always together, which is something, you know, a dedication to the parents. So of course she's like,
you know, I know Louis in his heart sees my family as his family, and my daughters feel that. He also sees my bank account as his bank account, because my bank account is my family too. So, like, we have one big bank account family.
Yeah, you know, at the beginning of the season, everybody's like, Teresa, what about the prenup? I mean, aren't you worried this guy's using you? And she's like,
nah, he got more than me. What are you using me for? He's got way more than me.
And of course, already the stories are coming out like, Louis, in debt $19 quadrillion or whatever they've been. It's like typical. Yeah. Oh, and in case all those Buddhas and the little Zen fountain weren't enough of a warning that this guy is a fucking disaster, the dog is biting him already. Yeah. He's like, oh, I gotta wash my legs with this dog around, right? And the dog hates him. Run. How many people do you need to tell you, run?
Exactly. Don't we always see that in the movies, like in the scary movies, when someone's like secretly a demon, that the dog is always the one that sniffs it out first, right?
Yes, and in life. But then we watch the rest of this episode, and I'm like, well, it's not like Teresa's really some like princess either. Like, Teresa's not really a big win either, okay? Unless you just like paying for calamari that nobody gets to eat.
So then we go over to Melissa and Joe packing for Nashville. This is when we find out that Melissa does not have a very firm grasp on U.S. geography. She's like, so Nashville, is that like in the West or something? You know, Nashville, I'm like, yes, the great Western collapse. You know, Nashville at the foothills of the Rocky Mountains. Poor Melissa.
You know, I've always thought, why do people hate Melissa and love Joe so much? Well, I don't know that people hate Melissa. Why do I hate Melissa and love Joe? Because they're both dopes, you know? I think that Joe is literally a dodo bird. And I think Melissa is smarter than she's pretending. She just thinks it's fun to pretend to be stupid. And it makes me crazy. It's like, this is what... Why are you so proud of being a moron? Like, why is this what you picked? If you're going to fake a personality, you could fake anything. Why pretend to be a fucking idiot? You know?
Yeah.
Where's Nashville?
I don't know. She might also just be an idiot. You never know. So then we see Jen and Bill packing. Yeah. And as you said last week, Bill is once again sitting on the little sofa, the little thing at the foot of the bed. What's that called again? That little
He
that
loves little the sofa couch. I just call it the sofa couch, but he's always leaning back on it like, we're packing again. I love these packing scenes.
Love sitting on those. So they're just like packing. And then Margaret and Joe are packing also. And Joe has a cowboy hat on. And she's like, Joe, that's the hat is backwards, okay? First of all, that's my hat. Second of all, it doesn't fit in your head. Okay, you got a fat head, all right? Look, I got the sea foam hat for you. Okay, why don't you wear this one instead, Joe? Come on.
Your fat is head. Your head is fat compared to mine, by the way. So then back at Jen and Bill's, she's like,
well, you know, I'm going to look so cute in Nashville. I need to take my Chanel belt.
And he goes, well, I don't know about Chanel. How about something more authentic? She's like,
what's more authentic than Chanel?
I don't know the answer to that question, to be honest. It's one of those existential questions that somehow just like tumbles out of this show. Then, over at Dolores and Frank's, so another continuity issue, which is basically Dolores heading up the staircase, which suddenly has a railing, even though when Frank moved in, there was still no railing. But suddenly the railing has appeared out of nowhere. And Dolores is like, Frank. It's like a little twist on the, Dolores, where are you? Now it's a, Frank, where are you? He's like, I'm up here, Dolores. I'm up here getting urine splashed in my face by my penis warmer.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So then over to Teresa, she's like, I got so many cowboy hats. I'm going to bring them all. And Lou's like, oh, you're going to bring all your cowboy hats? God, I'm so glad we're living together.
You know, I had a dream last night. We were doing a live show. We were recapping Jersey. And then Louis was there. And he we were making fun of the gym he goes to. And he stood up and goes, okay. I think you guys are getting a little bit in the weeds right now, for crying out loud. And he totally killed the energy of the room. And it was weird. And then I woke up. So guys, Louis is a total heckler. I'm just saying that right now.
And using waiter terminology, I love it. He's like, You guys are in the weeds, all right? You guys got too many tables, all right? Turn them and burn them, guys. Turn them and burn them.
So now Jackie and Evan
were we doing our Louis versus Louis segment?
Discussion?
We're like, hey, how do you spell Louis?
Somehow that did not reach my subconscious. So then, Jackie... So then Jackie and Evan are packing now, and Jackie's like, wow, the last time that we were in Nashville, it was 5 years ago, and we celebrated our 10-year anniversary there. It's going to be a much different experience this time, because as we all remember, 5 years ago, wow, I was a rager. I was raging, wow, keg stands and beer and such, because we were just a hard-drinking couple. Am I right, everyone? God, party times.
I can't wait to do more stand kegs. So then Marge and Joe, she's like, I still can't believe how rude and mean Teresa has been to me. Okay, Joe. And then we see that if she had my leggings on, her ass wouldn't jiggle so much. And Joe's, just doing his job. He's just like, that's crazy. It's just crazy. She's just like, wow. So mean. Yeah, it's not right. It's not right. It's like, yeah, you saw it treat me like shit. We saw it. We all saw it, Margie.
I mean, Louis's name is being dragged on social media every day. I don't think there's anything wrong with being concerned. Okay, Joe, tell me there's nothing wrong with it, okay?
Merry Christmas, my little babushka.
Mom, we're pretending it's summer. Go back downstairs. Jesus Christ. The woman turned 75 and the doorknobs aren't even a thing anymore to her. Go, get out.
Listen, I want to enjoy a nice trip with my friends, but if Margaret truly wants to be friends with Teresa, Margaret has to understand that there's things that you just don't touch on or touch or get no clear. You just don't talk to Teresa. Just stay away from her. Give 50-yard distance with her, okay?
And at least Frank is kind of sticking up for Marge, because he's like, well, maybe Teresa got to understand that Margaret's different, too. She got to act different with Margaret. She's acting like she normally has a lot of people.
They both have to understand each other.
Exactly.
Oh, Frank, the chinchilla peed on you again, didn't it? Okay, here's a towel.
I was talking about you and the chinchilla, Frank. All right, work it out. Shinji seems very upset.
So Teresa's like, well, I'm going to be a good sport. And I'm going to, because of Dolores. But once you cross me, I'm kind of I got a bad taste in my mouth of this. And I thought Margaret was my friend, but Margaret's intentions are not good. And Louis's like, yeah, I see that.
And she's just working herself up where she's squeal yelling already, and they're just packing, She's like, and people want to bring negative energy towards us. I don't want them around. You understand? She's mouth wide open, just doing that quick blink, 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 blink. So we know that this is what happens with Teresa. She decides she's going to scream at somebody and throw shit at somebody. And this is how she is. She just gets herself worked up. The other person doesn't even have to do anything at all, which is what happens today.
Good thing. Good to see those Buddhas and meditation zones are really working, in the new house. So then Jackie, meanwhile, is very stuck because she wants to support Margaret, but she also doesn't want to. She just doesn't want to deal with Teresa because she's concerned that's going to impact her eating and, trying to get through that process.
So Melissa and Joe are talking, oh, I just want to get along. And Joe's doing this, well, good luck with that. I just hope we don't got to fight. You know, I hate fighting. I don't like seeing women's fighting. You know, if like a woman's going to fight, it's got to be a man telling her to go fuck herself, right? Like, that's how it works. So she's like, you know, I just don't understand, like, why Teresa can never get along with my friends. Because you keep bringing people to go for Teresa. And it's proxy wars. Obvious. Yes.
It's called a proxy war. So now everyone goes to the airport and they all fly off to Nashville. And like in Nashville, Margaret and I guess Teresa see each other for the first time in the airport. And Margaret says hi. She's like, well, I mean, listen, okay, I'm going to say hi to Teresa, even though I think she's an asshole. Okay, I'm not going to start this vacation off on a bad foot. Okay, we already had so many delays because of a nor'easter. I mean, because we were coming from the Northeast. It's totally summertime.
So she's like, hi, Teresa. And Teresa's like, hmm. So then they get in vans and head to wherever. And Teresa's like, no, she said hi to me, but like, whatever. I'm not having a bullshit. So she's already going off. And then in the other van, the new Bravo spinoff, The Other Van, Dolores is asking Margaret how things are with Teresa. Wait, no. She's asking Teresa how it is with Margaret. Sorry. And she's like, yeah, she said hi, but she's talking behind my boyfriend's back, and I ain't going to talk to her, but this is your trip.
So, like, I'm not going to let her imitate me. I'm not going to let her diminutate me. I ain't going to let her detinitate. You know what I mean, right? Pack this drawer.
And then meanwhile, Joe Gorga is like, wow, check this out. It's Nashville. And Melissa goes, what state are we in? And Evan is like, Tennessee.
Disrepair. That's what state you're fucking in. Okay.
Mark goes, you're not in Kansas anymore. You know what? I take back that joke because now I'm going to confuse you even more because we never were in Kansas. No, Melissa, we never were in Kansas. No, that's Florida that you're pointing at the map. That's not Kansas either. Okay, this is a disaster. This is a disaster.
I don't think anyone's going to Kansas. I mean, if anything, they jar us so that they can see through and see our pretty faces coming out. Like, God, you're fucking hopeless.
You're making your sister-in-law look like a genius, okay?
Meanwhile, Teresa's in the other van like,
intimidate. She ain't going to debate me. Hey, she ain't going to intimidate.
So they pull up to the rental house, the Airbnb, and so the realtor is there. This is Chris. This is Tracy's friend, Chris. And Margaret's like, oh, this is gorgeous. Oh, Chris. Okay, guess what? Chris and I know each other for so many years. Okay, years ago, I was a regular on morning shows. You know, the famously Macbeth Quarterly. They did a news show. I was on there every day with the Macbeth Collection. We shared a TV agent. We did the morning TV show circuit all the time. And there she is. She's a realtor. What a small world. Here it is. I've grown on to become a celebrity of sorts. And here she is doing Airbnb. It's exciting.
Here we are, both on TV again. Same TV agent getting us both into wherever the hell we are doing whatever it is we're doing now. Okay. And as they drive up, Teresa goes,
oh my God, look at the house, babe. It reminds me of the color of our house, guys.
It's gray, Teresa. Gray. It's a fucking gray house in a world of gray homes. Okay.
Yeah.
So Tracy's like, wow, what a spread, isn't it? Look at this place. And Melissa's like, yeah, Margaret knows everyone everywhere. Can't wait for Teresa to say that 97 times coming up soon.
Seriously. So Chris suggests they go to a place called Nashville Underground because there's a mechanical bull there. And Jack is like, oh my God, I want to ride the mechanical bull because, you know, party time sororities, you know? And Louise's like, oh, will she ride the bull? And then Melissa's like, I'll ride the bull. And Gorga's like, yeah, she will. Yeah, she will. And Louise goes,
Also like that the lady goes, yeah, I think you guys should go to this place. It's got a mechanical bull. And Dolores goes, can you get us reservations? Call me crazy. I don't think you're going to need them. Okay. It's a place that has a mechanical bull. Okay.
So Melissa goes, Joe, Not everything is about your penis, which causes Louis to go again.
She gotcha.
So then, of course, Teresa's like, oh my God, we get the master bedroom, all right? And everyone's like, come on, Teresa. Like, you don't get to just call the main bedroom, you know? She's like,
because it's Louis' first time today.
Every year is fucking something with Teresa. She's always got a reason that she gets the main bedroom, right? And so everyone's like, fuck her. But they give it to her. And that's this show for you.
Well, because Dolores had already promised it. Dolores had already promised it to Teresa and Louis.
So
bullshit.
Which is bullshit. No, that's bullshit. Yeah.
Why does Louis need the... I have a question. When it was Jackie and Jen's first season, did they get the master bedrooms ever? Because it was their first trip too. No. I don't understand this whole thing. Like,
it only counts if you're fucking Teresa.
Yeah.
It's only Teresa. So then they start kind of squawking about the bedroom a little. And Marge is like, why would they need it? I mean, they see each other every second of every day. I mean, they have more sex than us. That's their prize. Now they also get the master bedroom. I mean, come on. And then outside, Joe's doing his whole, like, I just hate drama. You know what I mean? Like, you know the sounds of places where got lots of dogs, you know, and the dogs are, like, barking at each other, you know? Like, you come in, and there's not one dog, not even two dogs, but, like, maybe three dogs. And then the dogs are, like, barking at each other. You know, guys? Maybe four dogs. Maybe there's four dogs in there. They barking. That's what it sounds like. I'm like, uh-oh, someone's been working on that set. You know,
I know,
just sharpening it like a knife day in and day out.
I love when guys like do that shit. And it's like, you know, you were the one who was like made a scene at a christening, and you were the one who like tackled your brother-in-law in like upstate New York. You know, I just, this whole idea like, hey, women, they're so crazy. Just always squawking. I'm like, well, you're barking, so it's no different.
You're the one starting a fight with a woman and then crying about it on camera all season. Okay, sir. You're also the one, spoiler alert, who walks off the reunion set crying. So,
yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, women going out like little dogs, like little dogs. So then, so Melissa's mad that she's like, oh my God, I'm so mad that like, Teresa, you and Louis get to go on so many vacations, you know, and she's like, what? We haven't been on a vacation in like 2 months and, you know, that was last week. Oh, it was yesterday. We actually went on we went to Bermuda yesterday. Actually, we're going to go on a vacation from this vacation. Yeah, but it's been a long time.
So they start going to look at their rooms, and it's so shady that Melissa gets the room with the baby crib. Because her big fake baby story. Maybe this season I'm going to have a baby. They're like, put her in the baby crib room.
Didn't she get stuck with the kids room on Girls Trip also? Wasn't she in the kids room there with Kyle? Maybe not.
She was in the tiny basement room or whatever that she had to share with Kyle. I don't remember if it was a kids room. It's just like some small room.
So Margaret and Joe are also in a kids room, which is very funny. So then down, like the guy, meanwhile, the guys, for all of like Joe Gorga being like, hey, these women, they're so immature, you know, they're like dogs going at it, barking, these little women. Meanwhile, all the guys just like regress to childhood. They all go running around bouncing on a trampoline. They're all bouncing on the trampoline and they're running downstairs to the basketball court, like just being like little kids playing with all the toys.
Yeah. So then Tree and Jen and Jackie are talking in one of the rooms. And Jen's like, oh, we should all get some of your left bubble, Teresa. We can all use some of that. Just in there licking Teresa's cornhole. Yeah. And Teresa's like,
yeah, speaking of my bubble, Jackie, oh, you know, was you okay at the baseball game? Because you wasn't talking.
Yeah. And Jackie's like, to who? And she goes, to me. And Jackie's like, well, you know, I'm so close with Margaret. And so Jackie again says that, like, you know, she doesn't want to get into it with Teresa because Teresa's just been so vicious to her and she doesn't want to trigger her eating disorder again. So Teresa's like,
you know, you say you're really smart. You say you're really smart. She's like, I am really smart and a partier, but I'm also very smart. She goes, well, don't you think that what's going on with Louis is so black and white? Like, it's whoever that followed that blogger, and every time something big would happen with us, something would come out. And who would bring this out? It was Margaret.
Like, what is this strange logic? Like, something that was, like, everywhere And Margaret brings it up.
Did Margaret plant police reports from multiple people about Louis getting violent? Did Margaret get an article in People magazine for the lady who ran across America in a wedding dress to call Louis a narcissistic whatever, like whatever the term is, like the narcissistic groom or whatever the hell that was? Mm-hmm. No one made it, Teresa. Okay. People reading the news and talking about what's in the news is not a crime. Okay.
Yeah.
The crime is in the news.
Yeah. I think it's fair to ask these questions. So, but Teresa has like now concocted this conspiracy in her mind. And the more she thinks about it, the more it becomes real, which is like a sad commentary on so many different things in our present day society.
Right. And she lets it get away. You know, the argument is all this shit was coming out with Louis and you insisted on bringing it up on national TV to make me look stupid. The end. But also, mm-hmm. this is something that's kind of like, why are you still talking about it? You're making this so much worse for yourself. Like every day you're bringing up these stories, every yeah. single episode. This would have ended a month ago if you weren't still blabbing on about it every day.
Yeah. So now Teresa is convinced that Margaret's talking to a blogger, and Jackie's like, no way, you know, you're so full of conspiracy theories, and I think you're getting yourself into a spiral. I mean, where's the love bubble? Bring the love bubble back. But now Teresa is like, she is intentionally riling herself up. It's almost like she is deriving joy from getting this angry.
But I feel like in my gut.
Oh, okay. There's a reliable source. Okay. You married Joe Giudice. You went to prison. You were friends with Danielle. Like, how many times does your gut have to be wrong before you just put a rubber band on that bullshit?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Shut it up.
So then meanwhile, downstairs, Joe Gorga's like, hey, what's going on? And Tiki's like, they're fighting. Oh, man, that's crazy. Women, am I right? Women.
Yeah, they're really sure to get Joe Gorga's distaste for women's fighting in this episode. Every time they cut to Joe, he's like, nah, women in the yapping, am I right?
Yeah.
So Teresa's still, you know, doing her, Margaret talking to bloggers, yes way. And Jackie goes, that's crazy. And then she's doing like the crazy fingers around her temples. So then Teresa gets really mad and starts doing them backwards. She goes, yes way. It's like, ooh, it's a crazy finger off.
Jackie's like, if you want to peddle conspiracy theories, then you're going to have to do it on your own. She's like,
How do you write a conspiracy theory? What? Like, conspiracy theories have pedals?
No. I'm not going to even bother explaining the word pedal to you right now, Teresa.
You guys got to clear the air. I don't need clear air. I live in Jersey, all right?
So then Evan's like, hey, I brought the luggage up. Hey, Jackie, can I show you the luggage?
Oh, Evan, I'm not going to have sex with you right now. I did my hair already. God, I love just being a wacky, wacky couple.
So then Jackie, Marge, and Joe were talking, and Jackie's like, well, she came up and she said that you're a lizard person who's leaking stuff to the press and possibly eat babies at brunch with Hillary Clinton. So I don't know what you want to do with that.
Wait, what is she? She's saying vicious stuff about me. Like, what's going on? She's like, I mean, this is, she's a fucking nutcase. Okay. She ever says that shit again. That's it. Okay. I'm going to go full Marge on her. Okay.
She's so nuts. All she really needs is a little nougat and some chocolate and caramel to become the perfect coffee creamer. You know what I'm saying? So Teresa is, you know, just getting herself riled up with Louis now. She's like, my babe, my God is up, babe, all right? Because she keeps coming after you. But she said, again, she has said nothing.
She has not.
Like, yeah, I don't know exactly where you're coming from.
And Louis is like, this woman pokes a hole in everybody's life. She knows what she's doing. And Teresa's like,
yeah, that's what pisses me off. She knows what she's doing.
So then Margaret pulls Joe, her Joe aside and is like, okay, guess what? Jackie just told me something downstairs. Okay. She said that Teresa thinks I'm the one leaking all this shit to Louis. I'm just like, you know, Joe was standing right there when Jackie told you.
But he just sticks with his lines. He's like, that's terrible. We heard it. You know, I'm with you, Margie. It's like he was standing right there. He's already heard this.
I know.
So then we go to the getting ready montage. Dun, 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 dun. They're all getting ready. And Bill calls Jen and he's like, hello. The house looks beautiful from the outside.
Wait a second. Are you here, baby?
He's like, yes, I am. And so she goes down, opens the door, and he walks in. He goes, hey. Hey, girl, hey. Dr. Bill's here.
And Louie's high-fiving Tree, who's just gotten dressed in her Western outfit. And she's like, you like cowboys?
Well, sure do. What a welcome.
And then Jen and Bill are in cowboy hats. And she's like, how a stranger. He goes,
there's a new sheriff in town.
So then they're gathering in the kitchen, and Marge goes, Dolores, you have been working out. Your legs look amazing. And Dolores goes, I have not.
Okay, I have one question for you. How are you riding a bull? Second question, do you know how to get chinchilla stains out of a shirt? Just wondering.
Does something smell around here? I don't want to be rude, but it's like cat pee, but I don't know, it's something. So then Joe's like, whoa, look, Bill's back. It's great to have the wolf pack reunited, right?
The wolf pack. The fact that they call themselves the wolf pack is so hilarious because you got Joe B there, like, cute little Joe B, like, yeah, Wolfpack, go. So he's like, hey, we got some moonshine here. You want some moonshine? You know, hopefully the girls can take a page out of our book and stop with this nonsense, huh? I'm like, didn't your book just get into a fight where all its pages almost just fell apart? You literally just said the Wolfpack is back together, acting as if you hadn't had your own, you know, man drama for 3 weeks.
Yes. So then the vans. And Teresa's like, I get to go with my brother. Oh, my God. Haven't heard that since, you know, homecoming. since the homecoming dance. So they are in downtown Nashville or whatever, like Music Row. And Marge's like, this is my kind of town. Why? I don't really know. But there's lights, the sidewalks, the streets. I'm loving it so far.
And I love the way the light catches the snow falling. I mean, the hot August air, because it's August right now. Okay.
So they get to the place with the mechanical bull, or shall I say a place with a mechanical bull? Yeah. You know, this is not the only one. So Dolores is like, we've got reservations for 14 completely polite people who cannot wait to be polite in your restaurant.
And then the waitress comes over and does a hard sell on their Paloma. She's like, y'all have to try our grapefruit Paloma, which, by the way, I think the grapefruit part of it is redundant. She's like, but y'all have to try our grapefruit Paloma. It's literally in a big cowboy hat glass. Y'all have to see it. So you get two of them. And guess what? As far as I could tell, we never even saw the freaking glass cowboy hat. Like, how could they do that to us? Question mark.
Well, I think they probably told the waitress, this is the Real Housewives of New Jersey. You're not serving them two gigantic glass cowboy hats, okay? Just if there's not a fight, at the very least, Teresa's going to be wearing one out, okay? It's
just unsafe. Just bring a plastic cup and tell Teresa this is what they used to wear in the Old West.
Oh, that's cool.
Dolores goes, this is the best barbecue in the world, they say.
Yes, I'm sure it is. So it's time to ride the bull, and so Melissa gets on first, and Frank is like,
nah, yeah, now she's gonna learn what it feels like to ride a real man. High five, anyone? High five, high five. Anyone?
Can I just take a moment before we start going into who needs to be arrested tonight and who doesn't? That I've got my eyes on this bull guy. This bull guy is a dick, okay? Yeah. This is the bull guy. You get on the bull, and it's like, and he starts cracking up. He just flips he literally.
He literally yells,
see ya! And then, like, turns the knob all the way up, and you just watch them fly off. Like, who taught you how to work this thing? Heather Dubrow?
I know.
Jesus Christ.
I was going to say, this actually makes more sense with Heather Dubrow, because it's like she clearly went to this bar and was like, so they do this hilarious thing where it's slow and then they go, see you later, and you turn it up Watch, I'm going to do it. It will be hilarious. Because now, seeing Heather Dubrow's violent bull riding technique or bull controlling technique, it's clear she's like trying to be as funny as those guys. And she just comes off as just fully evil.
Yeah. So everybody's taking their turn on the bull. And Dolores goes, I know my place in this world. It's not on a bull. This cost money. It's just like does an up and down of her body. She's like, every single thing on me is paid for. There's no fucking way I'm getting on a bull.
And then Jackie gets on and just gets flung off immediately. Just does like a face plant into the cushions. It's like, whoa. And then Margaret's like, are you fucking crazy? I'm not going to get on that. I'm like, listen, I'm a delicate flower. Okay. The Macbeth collection is not going to design itself. Okay. So guess what? I'm not going to go on. All right. Listen, I'm wearing a beautiful dress and I don't want anything possible to happen to it. Okay. Because you know what would be even worse would be if someone threw a bright red drink on it. But thankfully that will clearly not happen tonight. Okay. We're at a classy establishment.
Frank is bigger than the damn bull. I mean, he looks like the guy with the infinity rings going to a bull place. Like, I don't think I've ever seen a mechanical bull that was scared until now. But the mechanical bull was like, no, please don't. He's like, I'm getting on your bull and I'm in my double-breasted suit to do it, all right?
It's like, Frank, you have to get on the bull, not just embrace it from behind.
Oh, I thought this was a totally different challenge. Okay, never mind.
So let's see. First, it looks like Gorga's gonna win because Gorga has those challenge. Yeah, Gorga has those kind of stripper moves or whatever, and then he lasts 12 seconds,
and he also does the proper way, which is that you're supposed to have one hand in the air and one hand on the bull, by the way.
I mean, is that the proper way? That's what we see on TV. I don't know if it's the proper way or not. I've learned that that's the proper way for watching strippers do it. So is it proper or not? I don't really know.
I think that's what you're supposed to do. I think it's actually better for you to do it that way because that way you can redistribute your weight. But, you know, when you're on that thing, you always want to hold on both hands.
Yeah, I grew up in Texas, so I hate this whole thing. I hate the whole thing. Okay. So I still remember the smell of the rodeo. Not good. It's not well, bitch. That's how I'm doing. Not well, bitch. So Melissa's like, wow, this is the first time I've seen my husband so proud of riding something for all of 12 seconds.
Like Louie in the background, just cracking up again. So then Louie, he just gets flung off in like 5 seconds. And then Evan won't go on. He's like, bro, bursitis. Not going to go on, bro, bursitis. But then, so it looks like, as you were starting to say before, it looked like Gorga was totally going to win this thing, but we forgot Tiki Barber. Tiki Barber's there. And just so funny, because Tiki's whole vibe on this show is that he always looks so bored, and he's also like a little buttoned up, so you forget that he's like a top-tier athlete, and so he just gets on there, and he's like, he's on for like 14 seconds before he gets thrown off.
14, bro! Whoa! God! Wow! The last thing that something lasted 14 seconds was when Chinchy threw his urine on me for 14 seconds straight. Wow, that was a long time. I felt like I was taking a shower.
And Jen's like, I quite enjoyed riding Tiki Barber. I mean, watching Tiki. Oh, Tiki. Oh, my God, Tiki Barber.
So then they all sit.
So then eating. They all sit to eat. And Gorga's like, hey, Tiki. Did you hear me? I was like, Tiki!
Great story, Joe. So, yeah, well, this is nice. Everyone's having fun. No one's fighting. And, you know, tomorrow, gentlemen, we're going to be on a boat, and it's going to be a nice lake, and we don't have to worry about waves like last time. Ha, ha, ha. No waves.
And Dolores goes, yeah, last time Bill was on a boat, you had to carry him back in. Don't do that to him again. Even though it was hilarious. Look at me laughing uncontrollably right now. Ha, ha, ha.
So Melissa's like, Nashville is home to amazing musicians, so I was thinking we could go to a recording studio and shit all over the musicians' faces. Why would you do... This is so The Bachelor, where they're like, we're in Nashville, we're all going to record a love song together. I want you to write romantic lyrics... for The Bachelor. And then they have the inevitable breaking down moment where they're like, oh my God, I don't know how to rhyme things. I'm never going to find love.
It's did not realize he did that on that show. That's hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
So Teresa's like, I'm really not into singing whatever. And like, that's actually a good thing. I don't think we need to hear Teresa lending her vocal to any sort of track.
Well, they're backing up because Melissa wants to go because she had a music career, guys. Or has. It's just on pause. So let's not forget.
On display.
Which we get to see. So Marge is like, well, I'll go. You know, I can be a backup singer like Diana Loss. Okay, Diana Hearing Loss. Okay, can't wait. And Teresa's like, yeah, you're going to do that? Yeah, I don't want to go. Sorry.
Yeah, and so Margaret's just like rolling her eyes like, And Teresa's like, what the fuck? That's fine. So then there's like shots that come. And Margaret's like, can you believe I've never been to Nashville, which is shocking because it's so my city. This is my kind of town. Am I right, everyone? And Jackie's like, yeah, by the way, how do you know Tracy's friend? She goes, well, I know everyone, which, of course, you know, is just going to trigger Teresa into her latest rant.
Yes, because they're like, you know everybody, right, Marge? She's like, I sure do. She's like, yeah, every time you know everybody, right? Like, you talk to Tom, Dick, and Harry, all right?
And Margaret like, does.
Oh, yes, so you're saying I know everybody because I supposedly spread these rumors about Louie. Is that what you're trying to say to me?
And Margaret gives her, like, the cilantro swivel head where she, like, swivels around, and but, like, when she like, swivels her head like she's already like picking the cilantro out of her teeth. She's like,
so yeah, because she knows, right? Teresa's like not subtle at all. Everybody knows that Teresa's gonna do this at dinner. You're just waiting for the moment Teresa's gonna do it, right?
Yeah.
So she's like, yeah, because every time we have a major talk, something comes out, and then who brings out Margaret? Oh, what was your major talk about the video that you wanted to pretend didn't exist, or the court papers that exist that you pretended didn't exist? What are you even talking about, Teresa? You're such a fucking hack, okay? Like, Teresa might as well come out and just start singing, like, Duncan Shane, duh. It's like, shut up. Get a new song. It's old. Your violent moron shit is old.
Also, the
only... I boo your violence.
The other thing is that, like, what Margaret brought up, she was like, what's the deal with the video? And then the other thing was like, what's this? You know, I've heard stories about abuse. But like, that's, I mean, it's not like every time they talk that Margaret brings this up. But Teresa is just acting like a lunatic at this point. So she's like,
you're talking to people in his past.
She's like, what are you talking about? Why would I talk to people in his past? She's like,
I'm sure you inserted yourself.
Like, she's created this whole narrative in her head. And now she fully believes it. And she's accusing Margaret of these things. And she's like, Margaret's like, how would I know anything about Louis? Okay. She goes, well, maybe someone from his past contacted you. She's like, why would they contact me? You're ridiculous right now.
They didn't contact her. They contacted People Magazine, okay?
Yeah.
No one's going to the middleman in this situation, okay? Did Marge go steal the phone of the ex who gave that video to the internet? No. I mean, no. Give me a fucking break. So, Teresa's like, well, they contacted you because you know everybody, all right? Marge knows everybody.
But also, if someone's going to be messy enough to say, hey, you should know, here's some gossip about Louie. Why would they go to Margaret, who, as far as we can tell, you know, Margaret has always been a friend of Teresa. She has actually been relatively loyal to her, despite some cracks in the past. You would think people would bring that stuff to Jackie, of all people, or Melissa, of all people. It doesn't make sense why people would bring it to Margaret to start up against Teresa.
Well, I don't know, but this is what Margaret gets for her whole, oh, you told Danielle to pull my hair? Whatever, it's water under the bridge. No, you don't forgive people like Teresa, okay?
Yeah.
You keep toxic fuckers like that just out completely. So she's like, whatever, Teresa. And Teresa's like, you're spreading rumors, and if it weren't for you, this rumor wouldn't be out there. If Louis wasn't fucking abusive, this rumor wouldn't be out there. What are you talking about? And the only evidence that we've seen is that Louis is a compulsive fucking liar, because when asked about this video, which you say she never says anything to your face, when she was saying it to your and Louis's face, Louis just completely lied, and we all saw the video. He was like, well, guys, you know, that was a chick that, you know, this toxic, thirsty girl who was just, I was trying to break up with her, and she wouldn't have it. Cut to the video. Please marry me. I just want to be a good husband to you.
Like, truly the exact opposite of breaking up with someone. So Margaret's like, where's this all coming from? I've always defended her, and now she's spinning this horrible story, and I'm like trying to hurt her. That hurts me, okay? Like, I don't spread rumors that I, and don't you spread rumors that I spread rumors. And Teresa's like,
but it's the truth. If it weren't for you, it wouldn't be out.
And Margaret just looks at her and goes, you know what? You're a sick, disgusting liar. At which point, Teresa just sort of stares for like a few seconds to try to like parse out the syllables.
With her heavy blinking and her mouth wide open, just like this is an interruption of the emergency broadcast system.
And then she just pushes all the cups like she's at Dave and Buster. She just pushes them across the table at Margaret.
She pushes them and then starts like slapping everything on the table off the table with her arm. This is what I'm saying. Like, you're just such a hack. Get a new fucking move. It's so old, Teresa. I mean, my God, it was fun the first 5 times. Okay, I'll give you that. But this is just sad now. Okay, here's Teresa with another fucking toxic ass man being violent. But I do have to say, I love that Teresa's dropped her whole I'm a changed woman after prison bullshit, because I never bought that in the first place. But anyway, carry on.
So then Joe is like, what are you doing? And Louie's like, hey, take it easy. And
she's like, you're disgusting. Let's get my purse. Come on.
And she's like, this is the way you act. And this is the way you act.
Luckily, you're not still on parole, Teresa. And she's like, fuck you, you white trash fucking whore. You disgusting white trash bitch. Let's go. Fuck you. You better stay the fuck out of my face. She screamed. Marge never said anything to you.
Keep lying, Teresa. What are you talking about? Keep lying. Yeah. And so she's like, I'm not. And I love that Teresa's like, get the fuck out of my face. She's like, I'm not in your face. And Teresa's like down the staircase yelling this, like, get out of my face. She's like, I'm literally on a different floor from you right now, okay, you idiot.
Teresa's being blocked by security from like running at Marge, going, yeah, you better stay out of my face. And Marge is just like, you know, like trying to save the last calamari off the table, like, yeah, I'm not gonna let this get ruined by the plastic cup, Paloma. Okay, this is being saved.
Joe, this one's dry. Have this one, Joe. You can have this one, Joe. So Teresa's just like raving, and she's like,
get that bitch, that white trash bitch, out of my face.
Frankly, what just happened? I don't even know what just happened. What just happened? It was Gingilla loose.
And Margaret's like, you know what? I called her a sick, disgusting fucking liar. And Frank goes, well, that is so unprovoked. This is all so unprovoked for the what's this?
So Teresa's screaming the C word still. She's still at the stairs screaming, you white trash fucking C word at Teresa. And Joe and Melissa walk her downstairs or whatever. And Dolores goes, now listen, I have no idea what just happened, but I came with them, so I'm going to leave with them. Dolores's transportation rules to friendship.
I know.
We were in the same van. I got to be on her side. Okay? It's the transportation rules of Patterson.
Right? She really has these very strange like rules of, you know, what you have to choose. I'm not choosing sides. I'm not choosing sides. And Margaret's like, no, you're not. Listen, this woman just threw a plate at me. You're going to sit right here. She's like, I wish I could stay with you. But we know, first rule of riding in a van, the van you come in is the van you leave in. It just has to be that way. I'm sorry, Margaret. It just has to be.
So Margaret's not having that. She's like, well, you're one of my best friends. We talk on the phone 5 times a day, and you're still pulling this shit with Teresa. And she's like, yeah, you know what? Same van. So then Frank is like, Laura, come on. We're hosts of this event. We are hosts. And she goes, you know what, Frank? You're correct. I'll stay.
Yeah. Frank finally talks some logic. He's like, oh, you know what? I forgot hosting rules supersede van rules. Very difficult sometimes to figure out what's what. Thank God he's a lawyer formally.
The only way this could have been more difficult if we were hosting this party on the van that I took with Teresa here. But you know what? That's another day. All right. That's another season. So Teresa is now at the bar on the first level, still screaming. She's a white trash effing C word. And Melissa's like, stop talking like this. I mean, where even are we? Literally, anybody? Where are we?
Teresa's like,
well, I don't like her tone. She wants to come at me. I'm coming at you 20 times harder.
Hey, someone say something about coming. Hey.
No one can come fucking 20 times harder than me. You know, I've already proved that to you a couple times. Let's go again.
By the way, March didn't say anything to you. Okay? Yeah. Except that you're a sick, disgusting liar after you yelled at her for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So then it's going back and forth, cutting back and forth. March is like, oh, so that's acceptable. And then Teresa's like, she needs to learn a lesson. I'm going to beat the crap out of that bitch. And then starts talking herself up even more, and then starts running up the stairs to go beat up Marge.
And Marge is like, I'm going to tell you something. Okay, she's a thug and an animal. And then Teresa comes like running up the stairs. She's like, white trash, fucking C-word. So Margaret's like, you know what? Fuck you. You better stay away from me, okay?
Fuck you, disgusting vile piece of shit that you are.
And then Joe Gorka goes up to her and goes, come on. He goes, shh. You did this already. You did this.
Yeah, I was like, come on.
This is old. You did this time, 10 minutes. You don't have to do it again.
Marge is like, what is this, the mob? What is she threatening me? Yeah, it's the mafia who is too dumb to even make money because they don't know how to do percentages. You know, it's like Teresa running a mob.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm going to protect you if you give me 10 cents of everything. All right.
She's like living on 50 cents a week from all the stores she's hustling.
Yeah.
So Jen's like, guys, you know, I'm sorry, but you know I have to go talk to Teresa, right?
Sorry.
So she goes, the loyalty on this show is so bizarre. So she goes down to be with Teresa. So it's Melissa, Joe, Bill, and What's-Her-Buns all on Teresa's van to go home.
Yeah, and Teresa is still just, like, ranting. She's like,
I'm done with her. That's it. I'm done with her. I'm done with her. She's a filthy, disgusting, vile person.
And Louie's like, yeah, but babe, why'd you go throw something at her? And Teresa's like,
why? Because I wanted to fucking take the whole fucking table and smash it in her fucking face, you know?
And Melissa's like, you're acting crazy right now. It's like,
yeah, well, you think I'm going to sit there with that white trash bitch? You think I'm going to sit there with that white trash bitch?
She's like, oh, my God. Someone just medicate her at this point.
You're all crazy for even putting up with this shit or following her, going home with her on the van. It's so gross. Like, what? Who else gets away with that? They should have called the police on her ass. I would have loved that. They should have called the police on her ass for getting violent.
Mm-hmm.
You guys aren't playing this game hard enough. Marge, I expect a police call next time.
Danielle Staub would have done it. Danielle Staub did do it in the past to Ashley.
Yeah, fucking, you know? Teresa's got to be stopped. So lame. I mean, both for your violence and just for your hacky ass TV work. Just enough.
Yeah, Teresa's like,
I don't want to be around it. That's my opinion. It's my prerogative. I don't need nobody to make my own decisions. It's my prerogative. It's my prerogative.
So then Frank is like, you know, that was, you know, what was the problem there? What was going on? And Marge is like, yeah, but, you know, but yelling at you to the top of your lungs in a restaurant, calling me to see you next Tuesday. And he's like, yeah, she wouldn't know. Like, that's a lot even for her. And Dolores is like, no, because this is about her man. And that will cause her to go off the handle before anything, Frank. He's her lifeline. And Margaret, you can feel the way you feel, but you don't have to express it to her, okay? She's not hearing it. Whatever he is, maybe, I don't know, but she can handle it just fine. Teresa can handle it just fine. Oh, okay. Okay. And then the second anything happens with this guy, Teresa's going to be like,
why you hard? Why didn't nobody tell me? Nobody got my back in this group.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, I like Dolores's. She's basically saying, listen, you can think what you want to think, but do what we all do. Just talk behind her back, okay? It's much safer that way. But at the same time,
she's saying if he is a violent abuser, who cares? Teresa can take care of it. She can take care of herself. Like, okay. But also, Marge didn't say anything about Louie. This is all, not today. This is all old stuff that Teresa's bringing up today to yell about.
Yeah. And Dolores goes, you know what? she can handle a lot worse than if even everything about Louis was true. And I was like, you know, there may be some truth to that. I mean, Teresa has literally been to jail. I mean, she dealt with Joe Giudice. She like will literally flip tables and throw shit in restaurants. It's like, it's sort of like what you were saying before. It's not like Teresa's a walk in the park either. I mean, maybe they're just meant for each other.
So then Teresa's still going off and she's yelling in the van about, you know, she started it. I hate that bitch, that fucking C word. And then she's like, and we're going to a hotel. That's it. And then we go back to the bar and there's close up of a neon sign that says good times. And so Marge is like, well, you know what? I hope it works out for them. You know, maybe she is happy. But I don't think so, because happy people don't act this way. Okay, happy people hold their composure. Okay, and she can't hold her composure.
Yeah, it's just like, oh, hold on a second. I'm getting a text from Melissa Gorga. She says, where the hell am I? Is this Chicago or not? Wait, but then she also says, oh, Teresa's leaving the house. She's staying in a hotel. Oh, my God. Joe B. Oh, my God.
Wait, just got another text. It says, there's not a place called Mashville on the maps. So, can someone please tell me, is this a dream?
Hold on. I'm getting another text. It says, is this the Grand Canyon? And I'm going to text back. That is a Red Lobster in Tennessee. Okay, there you go, Melissa. Mm.
So Bill's like, well, that was not a yee-haw night.
Trust me, I know. So Joe Gorga is all stressed out about everything. And Melissa's like, gosh, I don't see this ending well. Oh, my God, I'm so upset. And then Teresa and Louis just get into the van in their pajamas, like, come on, babe, let's go. And they just head off to a hotel somewhere in Nashville.
Yep. Well, we will be continuing this very special Jersey. Teresa gets violent for the 80th time next week at our grand finale week of our Hunky Dory tour. So join us for that Tuesday. Austin Moon Tower Comedy Festival. We will be there Tuesday doing the season finale of Real Housewives of Orange County. Then Wednesday night, we'll be in Houston House of Blues doing Real Housewives of New Jersey. And then on Thursday, we finish up in Dallas with Real Housewives of Orange County Reunion Part 1. So go get your tickets at watchwhatcrappens.com.
We'll see you guys there. Talk to y'all later.
Bye.
Bye. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Courtney Shamazing Shardell.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels. Dana C. Dana Do.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Wee McLovin, Karen McClellan.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
She's our queen, Marie Levine.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya. The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Always the wiser is Allison Weisler.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Erica 500 Days of Summers. The incredible edible Matthews Sisters. Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
Paging Paige Mills. Paging Paige Mills.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She leaves us in stitches, it's Catherine Taylor.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Kristen, the Ruby Rubano.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.